Spot the fake, July 28, 2023. Industry-leading brands recently joined forces in Malaysia to educate attendees about the potential harm that fake and counterfeit parts pose to the transport industry. Asian Trucker Magazine, S1-Day Seminar, Spot the Fake, Protect Your Assets, held at the Courtyard by Marriott Hotel in Setia Alam, provided various pointers on how to identify fake or counterfeit parts, useful information to any transport operator, labels and packaging. One of the most obvious ways to spot a fake part is to look at the packaging. Almost always, while the packaging is made to look like the original, there will be some obvious differences. For instance, the logo may not be correct, using a different or altered name or letters. Original packaging is typically changed at regular intervals. Buyers of spare parts and consumables are urged to familiarize themselves with the look and feel of original packages. At times, there may be older versions of the original packaging still in circulation. If in doubt, a call to the principal will clear up any confusion. When the price isn't right, if a product is offered at half the usual manufacturer's price, or the price it would cost from other suppliers, then there must be something wrong. While discounts may be offered from time to time, there is no way that the distributor or principal would slash prices to levels that seem too good to be true. During the seminar, an example was given of a filter bought at half the usual price. The fleet operator might change it regularly to save money, but due to its inferior quality, it comes apart during use. This means it doesn't actually filter effectively, which can destroy the engine. The replacement costs for affected parts like engines may far exceed the savings gained through the use of cheap fake parts. The right partner, typically, spare parts and consumables are sold via dealers. Original equipment manufacturers, OEMs, seldom sell these parts directly, but the same ideas apply. OEMs go to great lengths to appoint trustworthy and dedicated dealers. To ensure that customers know where to go, they will list all the appointed dealers on their website. If someone is offering a part or any consumables, the buyer can easily check on the OEM website whether the dealer is listed. If not, chances are that the dealer is not appointed or is selling knockoffs. In addition, many OEMs issue certificates that dealers must produce upon request. These certificates are usually limited to 1 or 2 years, and the inability to produce a valid certificate is another indication that the source of the parts is suspicious. Stickers and numbers. Buyers of parts and consumables can also check online if their purchase is legitimate. Product labels can serve as a quality seal through distinguishing features such as holograms. In addition, QR codes and other identification numbers can be fed into online portals that verify whether or not a part is genuine. Production quality. Companies offer multiple-year product warranties and promise superior performance because their components are manufactured to the highest standards. Even if gears, piston rings, shafts, and rods may look like the originals, a closer inspection may reveal a fake. For example, non-treated surfaces will scratch easily, holes may not be chamfered, and logos may only be printed on the parts, rather than engraved. Mixing oil. With the exception of highly complicated assemblies, such as a complete gearbox, not much is safe from imitation or tampering. This includes lubricants and other fluids. Mixing cheaper fluids into high-quality grade fluids is one method applied by fraudulent sellers. Old fluids can be mixed in with new liquids, or packaging swapped to sell low-grade products at a higher price. The two remedies to prevent fraud are again to know the supplier and to be familiar with the product, although a fake lubricant may also smell or feel different to the genuine item. Knowledge is key. Spare parts are crucial to maintaining uptime, so it is important for fleet operators to be knowledgeable about the market. One should get to know the available brands, their market prices, distribution networks, and the people behind them. When a vendor offers a part at a price out of sync with the market price, or a branded component that is not typically offered by that brand, alarm bells should ring. Damage to the industry. A fake or counterfeit product poses a potentially fatal threat to road users. For instance, unscrupulous individuals may offer brake pads that use sawdust as filler. When a non-genuine part is causing harm to a transporter, The damage is not limited to metal and plastic. One's reputation and the very existence of the company is also at stake if authorities deem it unsafe. Fake parts, because they are typically cheaper, also rob governments of revenue. In this context, underdeclaring the value of imported parts causes customs duty losses, while fake or counterfeit products also affect the livelihood of those offering genuine parts.